Does everyone hear me good? Okay, so we're in a workshop, of unity for women for the help of men. There's a very important convention before us. It's short, but very intensive. And let's hope that we will go through this convention good and attain good forces. We already feel how much we're in bestowing and influencing to the world, and we will see today what's already happening tomorrow. And what we talked about a year or two ago, we're hearing now in the world, that people are repeating it and are perceiving it. So this is how it happens, that we're advancing a little bit. As much as we advance, the rest of the world advances after us. So in order to hasten our development and to truly make a leap forward, we have the opportunity now, a great opportunity, and therefore we're doing this convention to unite the men. But because the crisis is global and general, and it's not like all the little crises that were regional, and now we also need the help of the women. And without the help of the women, we are incapable of uniting correctly and to raise one kli for the revelation of the Creator and for the advancement towards the purpose of creation. We need the women, and we have, thank God, a women force. We only need to unite it more, to sanctify it more, and it's in our hands. We also see from this world that a man is, although he has, there's the desire in the women, but it's introverted and humble, and a man awakens the desire. He brings the women his desire, he awakens her, he explains to her his way in life, his path in life, and she accepts this path if it comes in the right way towards her. And later, even that she received this path from him, she not only helps him, but she also directs him on this path in the right way. Therefore, although the desire, the awakening, the initiative comes from the man, but the woman later becomes the active force. Therefore, as we see today, that the whole world is drawn towards one system, one integral system, we need to see that just as then, during the reception of the Torah, we are today also before the standing of the reception of the Torah, the upper force which will help us connect and reach a state in which love will cover all transgressions. And we want this to happen. So, and especially our women understand how important this is. So hence we need to relate correctly to this opportunity, and after our women participating in all our studies and events, they certainly received already the direction, and they know what's going on, and therefore us men are expecting from them the right awakening, the pressure, that the men feel this pressure, even when a woman doesn't talk. Rather, she only prepares herself. She only thinks, already a man feels it. That's how we're constructed. And therefore, I am really asking, by this workshop and all the additional events that you can do between you, in different connections, to help us so that we will feel this pressure from the woman's side, And then, so it will truly be man and woman, two images that we will build between them, a quick and great deficiency for the revelation of the Creator, so that the divinity, holy divinity, will dwell between us. Therefore, we need to see that all that is being revealed, and problems are revealed, and failures, and all sorts of situations that are not so comfortable in the relations between us, and the difficulty to connect, and all of a sudden, not even difficulty, but there's some obscurity of our senses, and we can't really get connected, and it's not so important to us, and we have to understand that all the problems and all the disturbances are coming from there's none else besides Him, and we need here to immediately respond correctly, so that we demand from Him help. Not to try on our own to do something. It's truly stupidity, because we want the Creator to be revealed. So in all the incidents when He can be revealed to certain small degrees, one after another, He awakens in us all sorts of flaws in connection, in understanding, in connection, in repulsion, and so on. So we need to constantly hold ourselves in mutual guarantee, in a thought that is truly dwelling in our society. No matter what happens, I immediately turn to Him and ask from Him to give me the force, so that above all the rejections and problems of different kinds, the force of love will dwell. So how do I hold myself so that I will know how to respond correctly and to constantly have my connection with everyone only grow? That's my first question. Please. The first question, how do I hold myself in overcoming and increasing the connection with everyone, and how do I come respond correctly if all of a sudden some flaw in the connection comes with others? About the connection between the male image and the female image in spirituality, it's written in the Torah that one says about Eve, how is it written there? It's a bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. That it's revealed, the connection is revealed to the degree between them, that it's the upper light that does this. It's not something that we're capable of doing. Obviously, these days, the connections in our world are so temporary, yes and no. It's a sign of the general crisis. That if we spread the love above all the problems, we truly come to a really good and beautiful connection between us. Hence, undoubtedly, all the problems that are revealed in the families, in education of children, and everything that has to do with the family and the home, if we reach the upper connection, the light arranges everything and corrects everything and unites everything in the best way, also in a personal manner, between a husband and wife and with the children and everyone together. So we need to see that all those problems that are revealed within us and between us and in our families are all associated with that same general problem of the lack of connection between the general image of the man and the general image of woman. And if we come to that connection, we will certainly be able to see that everything calms down and comes to calm waters. So it's worthwhile for us both in our spiritual life and also in our corporeal life, in both worlds, to effort and to connect to the good help for the men. The question is as such. Why is the destiny of the whole world and of each individual and of the group and in general, why is everything dependent specifically on how much we succeed in the connection between us? What happens here? We don't see it yet, but I'm hoping that you will discover this very shortly. But how can we explain this? That in the connection between us, in the right connection between us, the whole world also reaches unity and connection. Please. Between us, the meaning is between the male part and the female part.
Receive it.
I want to reveal a secret to you. I hear, due to my role, many complaints sometimes of women about the other half, about the men, that it's difficult to influence them or to bestow upon them. It's really difficult. A woman cannot, she's capable, but it's very difficult to influence her men. We forget, what we're forgetting is the upper system and how it works. If women were to influence the men, which is a must for men to be impressed by it, it's simply arranged in such a manner, then the men will be impressed by this influence. Sorry. Men will be moved by this influence, and then through the group, the general men group, we could pass to each and every man what is demanded of him. Hence, it's not worthwhile to turn to him personally. Rather, if you together will think what changes, what desirable changes you would want to have in men with powerful thought to raise this deficiency, you will invite it, you will invite it in all these men, and like it's in all of these sayings, like hear what Sarah is saying upon you, meaning that the influence of a woman is truly detrimental. It's a deficiency upon which the response from above arrives. Therefore, especially the woman operates the system, the man, she spins him, and I'm talking about the general woman upon the general man, and then if it's operated correctly from the woman to the man, then he's already directed towards the Creator, and that's what the Creator said to Abraham. Listen to what Sarah is telling you, because in such a way, we reach the connection. We reach the unity. That man and woman, divinity dwells between them. So I really recommend to try and connect and try to see how much the prayer of everyone, of all the women, reaches the group of men and influences each and every man. Let's talk about that. So it will remain good and deep, both in mind and heart. How can we influence the men upon each and every man? Only through the general system we
can
we can influence the men and through them to the Creator. We, meaning the women, can influence. It's written in many places that the Creator hears the prayers of the women. But this prayer comes under the condition that special women and are united women as one woman, and the men are united as one man. And then, if the prayer comes from the women through the men, it reaches the Creator. Everything needs to be one, one, one. How do we build ourselves, the women group, to be as one, at least for a certain time? How will we make this effort? Please. What do you think? Otherwise, the prayer will not be accepted.
We just have a few more minutes.
We only have a few minutes remaining, and so I would like to put out the last question. How do we remain in understanding that all that's happening, and especially all sorts of failures, problems, events, bad events, no matter what, that they're only coming from the Creator, so that we will direct ourselves towards Him? A certain type of flirt. That He awakens us through this to turn to Him. How do we not waste our forces to all sorts of directions, to arrange all kinds of things? Rather, first of all, the thought and intention, no matter what, good or bad, it's direct to Him. There's none else besides Him. I am first. I am first. How do we hold on to this? Please.
Let's add a question.
Maybe we'll add another question. Because I have many, but what can you do? No. I can't. We have an hour. The last question. What would we write to the men group towards the convention? In short,
a sentence.
What sentence would I write? What would sentence would I write to this general man? Meaning you're the only man in the world. Yes. So let's get married. Do you agree? Wonderful. Thank you very much. And